Deborah Gillette, Trevor Peacock, Neil Stuke, Andy Serkis, and Timothy Spall in Loot by Joe Orton. I saw the photograph.
Wake up. Stop dreaming. The cars will be here soon. They'll be putting the lid on her. I brought you a flower.
That's a nice thought.
I'm a nice person. One in a million.
Are those Mrs. McCreevy's slippers?
Yes. She wouldn't mind me having them.
Is the fur genuine?
It's fluff, not fur.
It looks like fur.
No, it's a form of fluff. They manufacture it in Leeds. You realise, of course, that the death of a patient terminates my contract?
Yes.
When did you wish me to leave?
Stay a few hours. I've grown used to your company.
Impossible. I'm needed at other sick beds. Complain to the society if you disagree with the rules. You've been a widower for 3 days. Have you considered a second marriage yet?
No.
Why not?
I've been so busy with the funeral.
You must find someone to take Mrs. McCleaver's place. Oh. She wasn't perfect.
A second wife would be a physical impossibility.
I'll hear none of that. My last husband at 60 came through with flying colours. 3 days after our wedding, he was performing extraordinary feats. You must consider a girl with youth and vitality. Someone with a consistent attitude towards religion. That's most important. With her dying breath, Mrs. McCleavy cast doubt on the authenticity of the Gospels. What kind of a wife is that for you? The leading Catholic layman within a radius of 40 miles? Where did you meet such a woman?
At an informal get-together run by a Benedictine monk.
Let's get this flower pinned on you. Was she posing as a Catholic?
Yes.
She had a deceitful nature, that much is clear. We mustn't let it happen again. I'll sort out some well-meaning young woman. Bring her here. Introduce her to you. I can visualize her. Medium height. Slim. Fair hair and a regular visitor to some place of worship and an ex-member of the League of Mary.
Someone like yourself.
Exactly. Realize your potential. Marry at once.
St. Kilda's would be in uproar.
The fraternity of little sisters is on my side. Mother Agnes Mary feels you're a challenge. She's treating it as a specifically Catholic problem.
She treats washing her feet as a Catholic problem.
She has every right to do so.
Don't Protestants have feet, then?
The Holy Father hasn't given a ruling on the subject, and so, as far as I'm concerned, they haven't. Really? I sometimes wonder whether living with that woman hasn't made a free thinker of you. You must marry again after a decent interval of mourning.
What's a decent interval?
A fortnight would be long enough to indicate your grief. We must keep abreast of the times. Who has the key to this wardrobe?
Harold.
Why is it locked?
He refused to give a reason.
Your son is a thorn in my flesh. The contents of his dressing table are an indictment of his way of life. Not only firearms, but family planning equipment. A papal dispensation is needed to dust his room. Harold? Harold!
Good.
Bye, Mum.
Why is the wardrobe locked?
Our personal property in there.
Open the door. There's enough mystery in the universe without you adding to it.
I can't. You wouldn't wish to see. It's a present for your anniversary.
What anniversary?
You're being made a Knight of the Order of St. Gregory.
I'm not convinced. Open the wardrobe.
No.
You see how far things have progressed? Your son won't obey you. Are you still refusing to attend your mother's funeral, Hal?
Yes.
What excuse do you give?
It would upset me.
That's exactly what a funeral is meant to do.
He prefers to mourn in private.
I'm not in favour of private grief. Show your emotions in public or not at all.
Another wreath has arrived.
Is it roses?
Roses and a fern.
I must look.
I sometimes think your father has a sentimental attachment to roses.
Do you know what his only comment was on my mother's death?
Something suitable, I'm sure.
He said he was glad she died at the right season for roses. He'd been up after night cataloguing the varieties on the crosses. You should have seen him when that harp arrived. Sniffing the petals, checking, arguing with the man who brought it. They almost came to blows over the pronunciation. If she played her cards right, my mother could have cited the Rose Growers Annual as correspondent.
The Vatican would never grant an annulment. Not unless he produced a hybrid.
Why was she embalmed?
She asked to be scientifically preserved after her last attack.
You couldn't wish her life. She was in agony since last Easter.
Yes, the egg I presented to her went untouched.
On doctor's orders, I can tell you in confidence. Sit down, Harold. I want a word with you. Your father can't be expected to help at the moment. The priest at St. Kilda's has asked me to speak to you. He's very worried. He says you spend your time thieving from slot machines and deflowering the daughters of better men than yourself. Is that a fact?
Yes.
And even the sex you were born into isn't safe from your marauding. Father Mac is popular for the remission of sins, as you know. But clearing up after you is a full-time job. He simply cannot be in the confessional 24 hours a day. That's reasonable, isn't it? Do you see his point?
Yes.
What are you going to do about this dreadful state of affairs?
I'm going abroad.
That will please the fathers. Who are you going with?
A mate of mine, Dennis. A very luxurious type of lad. At present employed by an undertaker and doing very well in the profession.
Have you known him long?
We shared the same cradle.
Was that economy or malpractice?
We were too young then to practice, and economics still defeat us.
You've confirmed my worst fears. You have no job, no prospects, and now you're about to elope to the continent with a casual acquaintance and not even a baby as justification. Where will it end? Not respected by the world at large like your father. Most people of any influence will ignore you. You'll be forced to associate with young men like yourself. Does that prospect please you?
I'm not sure.
Well, hesitation is something to be going on with. We can build on that. What will you do when you're old?
I shall die.
I can see you're determined to run the gamut of all experience. That can bring you nothing but unhappiness. You've had every chance to lead a decent life and rejected them. I've no further interest in your career. Call your father. He's surely had enough of the company of plants for the present.
Hey! Dad!
This is the house of mourning. The priest that came to pay his condolences had such quiet tones that at first I thought they'd sent along a mute.
The friends of Bingo of Tenerife. The blooms are breathtaking. Oh, another catastrophe has hit the district. Bank robbers have got away with a fortune.
Which bank?
Next door to the undertakers. Demolished the wall, they did.
People are so unbalanced these days. The man sitting next to you on the bus could be insane.
Where the money has gone is still occupying the police. It's one of those big gangs, I expect.
What do you know of big gangs? It's a small gang, minute.
Do you know the men concerned?
If I had that money, I wouldn't be here. I'd go away.
You're going away?
I'd go away quicker.
Where would you go?
Spain, the playground of international crime.
Where are you going?
Portugal. You'd have to get up early in the morning to catch me. Dennis is here with the cars.
Is he driving?
Yes. He looks impressive. Close proximity to death obviously agrees with him.
What's the plan for the afternoon?
The funeral will occupy you for an hour or so. Afterwards, a stroll to the house of the man of God, a few words of wisdom and a glance through the Catholic Truth Society's most recent publication should set your adrenaline flowing. Then a rest. I don't want you overstrained.
When did you say you were leaving? I don't wish to cause you any inconvenience.
I'll decide when you've inconvenienced me long enough.
You're very good to me.
As long as you appreciate my desire to help. My own life has been unhappy. I want yours to be different.
You've had an unhappy life?
Yes. My husband's died. I've had 7 altogether. 1 a year on average since I was 16. I'm extravagant, you see. And then I lived under stress near Penzance for some time. I've had trouble with institutions, lack of funds, a court case with my hairdresser. I've been reduced to asking people for money before now.
Did they give it to you?
Not willingly. They had to be persuaded. I shall accompany you to your lawyers. After the reading of your wife's will, you may need skilled medical assistance.
I don't think there are any surprises in store. After a few minor bequests, the bulk of Mrs. McCleavy's fortune comes to me.
I've also arranged for a doctor to be at your side. You've a weak heart.
Good afternoon. I don't want to be too formal on this sad occasion, but would you like to view the deceased for the last time? How? Give us a hand in the car with a floral tribute. We'll need help with the coffin. Mr. McCleavy's too near the grave himself to do much lifting.
Harold can carry his mother to the car.
Oh, charming suggestion. If you'll be making your last goodbyes while I give them a hand. I want to work with you, Hal.
Come and see your mother, Harold. You'll never see her again. She looks a treat in a WVS uniform, though I'd not care to spend eternity in it myself.
She's minus her vital organs, isn't she?
It's a necessary part of the process.
Where are they?
In the little casket in the hall. Such tranquility she has. She looks as though she might speak.
Good rest to poor soul. I shall miss her.
Death can be very tragic for those who are left.
Here. Her eyes are blue. Mum's were brown. That's a bit silly, isn't it?
I expect they run out of materials.
Are her eyes not natural, then?
No. Such an innocent Hal, isn't he? Not familiar with the ways of the world.
I thought they were her own. That surprises me. Not her own eyes.
The large heart we placed on top of the motor, on the coffin, we thought just a spray of heather from her homeland.
It's going to take a long time to believe she's dead. She was such an active sort of person.
You're going abroad, I hear.
Yeah.
Where did you get the money?
My life insurance has matured.
Tragic news about your premises. Was the damage extensive?
The repair bill will be steep. We're insured, of course.
Was your chapel of rest defiled?
No.
Human remains weren't outraged?
No.
Thank God for that. There are some things which deter even criminals.
I'm concerned with the actual furnishings damaged. I mean, the inside of the average casket is a work of art. Time and labour, makes you weep.
The body's laid out, waiting for burial. It's terrible thoughts that come to me.
Broke my heart. Dust and rubble.
What a terrible thing to contemplate. The young men thinking only of the money, burrowing from the undertakers to the bank, the smell of corruption and the instruments of death behind them, the riches before them. They'd do anything for money. They'd risk damnation in this world and the next for it. And me, a good man by any lights, moving among such people. They'll have it on their conscience. Even if they aren't caught, they'll suffer.
How?
I don't know, but such people never benefit from their crimes. It's people like myself who have the easy time, asleep at night. Despite appearances to the contrary, criminals are poor sleepers.
How do you sleep, Harold?
Alone.
We'll be leaving in a short time, Mr. McCleavy. I'd like to satisfy myself that everything is as it should be. We pride ourselves on our service.
What clothes would they wear, do you suppose? Dust is easily identified. They'd surely not work in the nude. God have mercy on them if they did. Even to avoid the hangman, I'd not put up with precautions of that nature.
They'd wear old clothes, burn them after.
If you could get a glance between their toes, you'd find the evidence. But to order a man to remove his clothes isn't within the power of the police. More's the pity, I say. I'd like to see them given wider powers. They're hamstrung by red tape. That a fine body of men doing their job under impossible conditions.
The police are a lot of idle buffoons, Dad, as you well know.
If you ever possess their kindness, courtesy and devotion to duty, I'll lift my hat to you.
I'm going to batten down the hatches now.
Treat her gently. She was very precious to me.
I'll be consoling your father if I'm needed. Be careful what you talk about in front of the dead.
Lock the door.
It won't lock.
Well, put fear under the handle. We're in trouble. We've had the law round our house.
When?
This morning. Locked us up, they did. Turning over every bleeding thing.
Was my name mentioned?
They asked me who my associate was. I swore blind. They never knew what they were on about. Of course, it's only a matter of time before they're round here.
How long?
They might be on their way now. Come help me with this lid. Don't want a last squint, do you? No?
Where's the money?
What, in the wardrobe? All of it? I've got to get it away. I'll lose faith if we get nicked again. What was it last time?
Lady's overcoat.
Oh, I see. Painful. Oh, painful. We were a laughing stock in criminal circles, banned from that club with a spade dancer.
Don't go on, baby. I remember the humiliating circumstances of failure.
Yeah, we wouldn't have been nicked if you kept your mouth shut. Making us look ridiculous by telling the truth. Why can't you lie like a normal man?
I can't, baby. It's against my nature. Has anyone ever hidden money in a coffin?
Not when it was in use.
Why not?
Never crossed anybody's mind.
It's crossed mine.
Here, give me back that screwdriver.
Think of your mum. Your lovely old mum, she gave you birth.
I could thank anyone for that.
Care for you, wash your nappies, you'd be some kind of monster. Think what's at stake. Money. It's going in with mother.
Well, won't she rot it? The body juices, I can't believe it's possible.
She's embalmed, good for centuries.
No room.
Remove the corpse. Plenty of room, then.
Seems a shame, really. The embalmers have done a lovely job. Oh, there's no name for this, is there?
We're creating a precedent. Into the cupboard with her. Come on.
Who do with the body?
Oh, bury it. In a mine shaft, out in the country, or in the marshes. Weigh the corpse with rock.
We'll have to get rid of that uniform.
Take her clothes off.
In order to avoid detection, should her remains be discovered?
Bury her naked, my own mum. It's a Freudian nightmare.
I won't disagree.
Aren't we committing some kind of unforgivable sin?
Only if you're a Catholic.
I am a Catholic. I can't undress her. She's a relative. I can go to hell for it.
Well, I'll undress her then. I don't believe in hell.
Typical of your upbringing, baby. Every luxury was lavished on you. Atheism, breastfeeding, circumcision. I had to make my own way.
We'll do it after the funeral. Your dad'll be with the priest.
Okay, and afterwards we'll go to a smashing brothel I've just discovered, run by a woman who was connected with the royal family one time. Very ugly bird, part Polish, her eyes look that way, nice lining crumpet she has.
I can't go to a brothel.
Why not?
I'm on the wagon. I'm trying to get up sufficient head of steam to marry.
Have you anyone in mind?
Your mum's nurse.
She's older than you.
An experienced woman is the finest thing that can happen to a lad. My dad swears by her.
She's three parts papal nuncio. She only do it at set times.
Oh, no. She does it at any time. Typical member of the medical profession she is.
You've had her? Knocked it off, really?
Under that picture of the sacred art. You've seen it?
In her room, often.
On Wednesday nights while you're training at St. Edmund's Gymnasium. I'd like to get married. It's one thing I haven't tried.
I don't like your living for kicks, baby. Put these neurotic ideas out of your mind and concentrate on the problems of everyday life. We must get the corpse buried before tonight, be in a tricky position else, and another stretch would be death to my ambitions. I put not getting on in life down to them persistently sending me to Borstal. I might go permanently bent if this falls through. It's not a pleasant prospect, is it? Was it Truscott searched your house?
Yeah, and he had me down the station for questioning. Gave me a rabbit punch. No, I'm a liar. A rabbit tight punch.
Mm.
Winded me. Took me by the cobbler's. Oh, the truth, it made me bad.
Yeah, he has a nice line in corporal punishment. Last time he was here, he kicked my old lady's cat and he smiled while he did it. How'd he get into your house?
He said he was from the sanitary people. My dad let him in. Of course, I recognised him at once.
Did you tell him?
Yeah.
What'd he say?
Nothing. He kept on about testing the water supply. I asked him if he had a warrant. He said the water board didn't issue warrants.
You should have phoned the police, asked for protection.
I did.
What'd they say?
They said one of their men called Truscott was at our house, and why didn't we complain to him?
What did Truscott say?
He said he was from the water board. My nerves were in shreds by the end of it.
What are you doing, Harold?
You get the door. They'll find me paying my last devotions. Yeah, that brothel I mentioned had swing doors. Don't often see that, do you?
We're ready now.
Let me join you in your petition.
I see you've been petitioned already. You left your dress undone.
Oh. Forgive me, being so overwrought. It's my first bereavement.
The exit of a loved one is always a painful experience.
Here, the Ten Commandments embroidered for the coffin. She was a great believer in some of them.
Goodbye, old girl. You've had a lot of suffering. I shall miss you.
She's gone. I could feel her presence leaving us. It's funny how you know, isn't it?
That dress is attractive. Suits you, black.
It's another piece of your late wife's finery. Some people would censure you for wearing it. Are you feeling calmer now?
Yes. I've a resilient nature, but death upsets me. I'd rather witness a birth than a death any day. Though the risks involved are greater.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Who are you?
I'm attached to the Metropolitan Water Board. I'm on a fact-finding tour of the area. I'd like to inspect your main supply.
It's outside.
Is it? I wonder how it came to be put there. Most ingenious. You're sure there isn't a tap in this cupboard?
It's in the garden.
Well,
I don't know.
I suggest that if you'll find it, sir, any property belonging to the council must be available on demand. The law is clear on that point.
I'll find it at once, sir. I wouldn't wish to place myself outside the law.
Who has the key to this cupboard?
The son of the house.
Would it be willing to open it? I'd make it worth his while.
I've already asked for it to be opened. He refused point blank.
I see. Most significant. You'll be out of the house for some considerable time this afternoon.
Yes, I'm attending the funeral of my late employer.
Thank you, miss. You've been a great help. Who sent that large wreath that has been chosen to decorate the motor?
The licensee of the King of Denmark. I don't think a publican's tribute should be given pride of place.
You wouldn't, miss. You've had a strict upbringing.
How do you know?
You have a crucifix around your neck. It has a dent on one side and engraved on the back the words Mary's Convent, Gentiles only. It's not difficult to guess at your background from such telltale clues.
You're quite correct. It was a prize for good conduct. The dent was an accident.
Your first husband damaged it.
During a quarrel.
At the end of which you shot him.
You must have access to private information.
Not at all. Guesswork mostly. I won't bore you with the details. The incident happened in the Hermitage Private Hotel, right?
This is uncanny.
My methods of deduction can be learned by anyone with a keen eye and a quick brain. But when I shook your hand, I felt a roughness on one of your wedding rings. A roughness I associate with powder burns and salt. The two together spell a gun and sea air. When found on a wedding ring, only one solution is possible.
How did you know it happened at the Hermitage Private Hotel?
This particular hotel is notorious for tragedies of this kind. I took a chance which paid off. Has it never occurred to you to wonder why all your husbands met with violent deaths?
They didn't.
Your first was shot. Your second collapsed while celebrating the anniversary of the Battle of Mons. Your third fell from a moving vehicle. Your fourth took an overdose on the eve of his retirement from Sadler's Wells. Your fifth and sixth husbands disappeared, presumed dead. Your last partner suffered a seizure 3 nights after marrying you from what cause?
I refuse to discuss my private life with you.
For 10 years, death has been persistently associated with your name.
You could say the same of an even moderately successful undertaker.
Undertakers have to mix with the dead. It's their duty. You do not have the excuse. 7 husbands in less than a decade. There's something seriously wrong with your approach to marriage. I find it frightening that, undeterred by past experience, you're contemplating an 8th engagement.
How did you know?
You wear another woman's dress as if you were born to it.
You amaze me. This dress did belong to Mrs. McLeavy.
Elementary detection. The zippers of a type worn by elderly women.
You should be a detective.
I'm often mistaken for one. Most embarrassing. My wife is frequently pestered by people who are under the impression that she is a policeman's wife. She upbraids me for getting into such scrapes. You recognize the daily bread of married life, I'm sure. When do you intend to propose to Mr. McLeavy?
At once. Delay would be fatal.
Anything taken in combination with yourself usually results in death.
Dare you speak to me like this? Who are you?
I'm a council employee who has let his imagination wander. Please forgive me if I upset you. Sign this chit.
It's blank.
That's quite an order. I want you to help me blind you without asking questions.
I can't sign a blank sheet of paper. Someone might forge my name on a cheque.
Sign my name then.
I don't know your name.
Good gracious, what a suspicious mind you have. Sign yourself Queen Victoria. No one would tamper with her account. I think that's all I want from you, miss.
Will you do one thing for me?
What?
Let me see you without your hat.
No, I couldn't possibly. I never take my hat off in front of a lady. It would be discourteous. Have you been successful in your search, sir?
Yes. Next to my greenhouse, you'll find an iron plaque under which is a tap.
Thank you, sir. I shall mention your cooperation in my next report. Good afternoon.
I hope he finds what he's looking for. I like to be of assistance to authority.
We must watch he doesn't abuse his trust. He showed no credentials.
Oh, we can rely on public servants to behave themselves. We must give this man every opportunity to do his duty. As a good citizen, I ignore the stories which bring officialdom into disrepute.
There's a delay in starting the car. A flat tire. We're changing the wheel.
I hardly think it proper for a mourner to mend the puncture. Is your mother safe?
Dennis is guarding the coffin.
Be as quick as you can. Your mother hated to miss an appointment.
The contents of that coffin are very precious to me. I'm determined to see that they get to the graveyard without mishap.
It's unusual for him to show affection. I'm touched by it.
Mrs. McCleavy was a good mother. She has a right to respect.
Yes. I've ordered 400 rose trees to help keep her memory green. On a site only a stone's throw from the church, I intend to found the Mrs. Mary McCleavy Memorial Rose Garden. It will put paradise to shame.
Have you ever seen paradise?
Only in photographs.
Who took them?
Father Jellicoe. He's a widely travelled man.
You mustn't run yourself into debt.
Oh, Mrs. McCleavy will pay for the memorial herself. The will is as good as proven.
I don't know whether you can be trusted with a secret, but it would be wrong of me to keep you in the dark a moment longer. Your wife changed her will shortly before she died. She left all her money to me.
What? Is it legal?
Perfectly.
She must have been drunk. What about me and the boy?
I'm surprised at you taking this attitude. Have you no sense of decency?
Oh, it's God's judgment on me for marrying a Protestant. How much has she left you?
£19,000, including her bonds and her jewels.
Her jewels as well?
Except her diamond ring. It's too large and unfashionable for a woman to wear. She's left that to Harold.
Employing you has cost me a fortune. You must be the most expensive nurse in history.
Don't imagine I want the money for myself, do you?
Yes.
That's unworthy of you. I'm most embarrassed by Mrs. McCleaver's generosity.
You'll destroy the will?
I wish I could.
Well, can't you?
It's a legal document. I could be sued.
For whom?
The beneficiary.
That's you. You'd never sue yourself.
I might, if I was pushed too far. We must find some way of conveying the money into your bank account.
Well, couldn't you just give it to me?
Think of the scandal.
What do you suggest, then?
We must have a joint bank account.
Wouldn't that cause an even bigger scandal?
Not if we were married.
Married? But then you'd have my money as well as Mrs. McCleavy's.
That's one way of looking at it.
No, I'm too old. My health wouldn't stand up to a young wife.
I'm a qualified nurse.
You have to give up your career.
I'd do it for you.
I can give you nothing in return.
I ask for nothing. I'm a woman. Only half the human race can say that without fear of contradiction. Go ahead. Ask me to marry you. I have no intention of refusing. On your knees. I'm a great believer in traditional positions.
Oh, the pains in my legs.
Exercise is good for them. Use any form of proposal you like. Try to avoid abstract nouns.
We're ready. The leader of the Mothers' Union has given the signal for tears. We must ride the tide of emotion while it lasts.
You'll have to wait. Your father's about to propose to me. I think you may stay.
I'm giving no exhibition. Not in front of my son.
I'm surprised he should wish to marry again. He can do justice to his last wife.
Whenever we like to get into the car, we'll have the priest effing and blinding if we're late.
This is so undignified. My wife isn't in her grave.
She never will be if you insist on prolonging the proceedings beyond their natural length.
I'll propose to you on the way to the cemetery, Nurse McMahon. Will that satisfy you?
You can't marry him, Faye. You know the way I feel about you.
I couldn't marry you. You're not a Catholic.
You could convert me.
I'm not prepared to be both wife and missionary.
Dennis is richer than my dad, you know.
Has he his bank statement on him?
I came out without it.
Mrs. McCleavy is keeping her maker waiting. I'll pay my addresses to you after the interview. Come on, we'll have a damaged motor horn to pay for next.
I've decided not to attend. I shall wave, show my respects from afar.
The number of people staying away from the poor woman's funeral is heartbreaking. And I hired a deluxe model car because they're roomier. I could have saved myself the expense.
I would slave for you.
I can't marry boys.
He'd grow a moustache.
It really doesn't concern me what he grows. Grow two if it pleases him.
Would it please you? That's the point.
The income from fairgrounds might interest me. Otherwise, a man with two has no more fascination than a man with one.
A fully productive life isn't possible with a man of Mr. McCleavy's age.
We shall prove you wrong. He'll start a second family under my guidance.
You're wasting your time. He can propagate a row of tomatoes.
Get in the car. I've no intention of marrying you.
She's turned me down. She's broken my heart.
She doesn't know what she's missing, baby.
But she does. That's what's so humiliating.
Well, the funeral's off as far as I'm concerned.
You're driving the car. People will notice your absence.
Where did you get your money?
My auntie left it to me.
Is that true, Harold?
No,
I mean my uncle.
Is that true, Harold?
No.
You make a life together impossible. Why can't you?
I can't, baby. It's my upbringing.
Try to control yourself. If I come back and find you've been telling the truth all afternoon, we're through.
Blow your nose. People expect it. Now, come to the window and wave. Come here. Open this cupboard. Don't hesitate to obey me. Open this cupboard.
Why are you so interested?
I have a coatee in there.
Really?
I bought it 3 days ago. I must change. Morning gets so grubby if you hang around in it for long. I've got a key. I could see in quite easy.
I've got something in there.
What?
A corpse.
You've added murder to the list of insults heaped upon your family.
One doesn't have to murder to acquire a corpse.
You're running a private mortuary then. Where are you concealing the money?
In my mother's coffin.
That'd be an unusual hiding place. Where is it now? Answer at once. I shan't repeat my question.
The money is putting on incorruption. The flesh is still waiting.
Where is it waiting?
In that cupboard.
Open it.
You have a key?
I haven't.
You were lying?
Yes.
Have mine.
Ah! Oh! This is unforgivable. I shall speak to your father. She's standing on her head.
I concealed nothing from you.
No explanation of the ring of truth, naturally. I disbelieved every word.
I want her buried. Are you prepared to help me?
Oh, no, I couldn't. This is a case for the authorities.
You'll never make it to the altar without my help.
I need no help from you to get a man to bed.
My father holds it as a cherished belief that a whore is no fit companion for a man.
As a creed, it has more to offer than most.
My mate Dennis has done you. He speaks of it with relish.
Young men pepper their conversation with tales of rape. It creates a good impression.
You never had the blessing of a rape. I was with him at his only ravishment. A bird called Pauline Ching broke a tooth in the struggle, she did. It was legal with you. While Jesus pointed to his sacred heart, you pointed to yours.
I never point. It's rude.
If I tell my father, he'll never marry you.
I haven't decided whether I wish to marry your father. Your friend is a more interesting proposition.
He won't be if you grasp to the police.
Blackmail. So early in the game.
I want the body stripped. All I ask is an hour or two of Birkenhead. It isn't a thing someone of the opposite sex can do. And I'm a relative, which complicates the issue.
You intend a country burial?
Yes.
Suppose a dog were to discover her when they're out hunting for foxes. Do you set no store by the average foxhound?
Perfectly preserved body of a woman. No sign of foul play. The uniform will burn, the underwear you can keep.
Your mother's underclothes?
All good stuff.
I couldn't. Our sizes vary.
For the bonfire, then. Her teeth can go in the river.
We're nowhere near the river.
We can borrow your car.
Provided you pay for the petrol.
Right.
Where will she be?
In the back seat. She always was a back seat driver.
What about payment?
20%.
33 1/3.
You can keep her wedding ring.
Is it valuable?
Very.
I'll add it to my collection. I already have 7 by right of conquest. 33 1/3 and the wedding ring.
20%, the wedding ring, and I pay for the petrol?
33 1/3, the wedding ring, and you pay for the petrol.
You drive a hard bargain.
I never bargain.
Done. Now, put her in this mattress cover.
Oh, I need help getting her out of the cupboard. I'm not taking a head end.
She won't bite. You have your gloves on. Lay her on the bed.
What's that?
Nothing, nothing.
Screws in the coffin, perhaps.
Was it the wedding ring?
No, nothing important.
I'm inclined to agree.
Oh, lovely shaped feet your mother has for a woman of her age. Take a shoes. What will you do with the money? Stockings?
I'd like to run a brothel. I'd run a 2-star brothel. I'd advertise by appointment, like jam. I'd have a spayed bird, I don't agree with a colour bar, and a Finnish bird. I'd make them kit together to bring out the contrast. I'd have 2 Irish birds, a decent Catholic and a Protestant. I'd make the Protestant take Catholics and the Catholic take Protestants, teach them how the other half lives. I'd have a blonde bird who dyed her hair dark and a dark bird who dyed her hair blonde. I'd have a midget and a tall bird with big tits.
Corset snickered. Are you committed to having your teeth removed?
Yes. I'd have a French bird, Dutch bird, a Belgian bird, an Italian bird.
False teeth.
and a bird that spoke fluent Spanish and performed the dances of her native country to perfection. I'd call it the Consummatum Est, and it'd be the most famous house of ill fame in the whole of England. These are good teeth. Are they in National Health?
No, she bought them out of her winnings. She had some good evenings at the table last year.
She was a great lady. Nothing was too good for her, which is why she had to go.
Fetch the car. Pay cash. It's not to be charged to my account.
I'm back again, miss.
Give me a hand with the screen. Might I have a word with you?
Let me in, then. I can't hold a conversation through a keyhole. I'm a council employee. I might lose my pension.
What's going on in this house?
Nothing.
You admit it? You must be very sure of yourself. Why aren't you both at the funeral? I thought you'd mourn us.
We decided not to go. We were afraid we might break down.
That's a selfish attitude to take. The dead can't bend themselves, you know.
What are you doing here?
I've been having a look around your charming house. Pokey and unprying.
Have you a search warrant?
What for?
To search the house.
I've already searched the house. I don't want to do it again.
It's common knowledge what police procedure is. They must have a search warrant.
I'm sure the police must, but as I've already informed you, I'm from the Water Board, and our procedure is different. Now, I was sent on a fool's errand a few minutes ago, and if I'm much mistaken, the object of my search is in that cupboard. Open it for me.
It isn't locked.
I can't take your word for it, lad.
Allow me.
This puts an entirely different complexion on the matter.
It's empty.
Exactly. There's still a lot of routine work to be done. I can see that. Would you mind waiting outside, miss? I'd like to work with this lad alone. I'll let you know when you're wanted. I always have difficulties with the ladies. They can't accept the state of company. What do you know of a lad called Dennis?
He's a mate of mine.
You don't want to spend your time with a youth like him. He's not your type. He's got 5 pregnancies to his credit.
Anyone can make a mistake.
Maybe, but he's obviously getting into the habit of making mistakes. Where did he engender these unwanted children? There are no open spaces. The police patrol regularly. It should be next to impossible to commit the smallest act of indecency, let alone beget the child. Where did he do it?
On crowded dance floors during the rumba.
I'm a busy man, mister. As you're told, and wait outside.
What's your name?
I prefer to remain anonymous for the present.
Your Christian name?
I'm not a practicing Christian.
Is it Jim?
No.
A man at the door says it is.
I'd like to help him, but I'm not prepared to admit to any name other than my own.
He says his name is Meadows.
One of my names is Jim. Clearly this fellow is in possession of the fact and wishes to air his knowledge. I shall speak to him.
There's a uniformed policeman at the door. They're on to us.
It'd be bluff.
No. God works for them. They have him in their pockets like we've always been taught.
We've got to get rid of him. They'll find the body next. Remember when we were wrapping her up?
It's not something I care to reminisce about.
Something dropped out. We couldn't find it.
Yes?
I know what it was.
What?
One of her eyes.
Just as Bobby making a nuisance of himself. What's behind this screen? The theft of a pharaoh is something which hasn't crossed my mind. Whose mummy is this?
Mine.
Whose was it before?
I'm an only child.
A word of warning. Don't say the Mickey. You'll make me angry. Okay.
It's not a mummy. It's a dummy. I used to sew my dresses on it.
What sex is it?
I call it she because of my sewing. The garments were female, and because I'm literal-minded, I chose to believe I was making them on a lady.
Splendid. Excellently put.
No actual evidence of sex can be given. It's contrary to English law.
Yes, a tailor's dummy provided with evidence of sex would fill the mind of the average magistrate with misgiving. Where is it wrapped?
We were taking it in the car.
To a carnival. She's part of a display.
What part?
A sewing class, pre-war. The difference in technique is to be demonstrated.
Is this dummy a frequent visitor to exhibitions?
Yes.
When is the object out in the take place?
It isn't going now.
The treat has been cancelled?
Yes.
Why?
My mate Dennis was to arrange the transport. He's let us down.
I can believe that. From all I've heard of your friend, I say he was quite capable of disappointing a dealer's dummy. You claim this object is a way even transport to a carnival where it be used to demonstrate the continuity of British needlework?
Yes.
Sounds a reasonable explanation. Quite reasonable. What were you doing on Saturday night?
I was in bed.
Can you confirm that, miss?
Certainly not.
What were you doing in bed?
Sleeping.
You seriously expect me to believe that? A man of your age behaving like a child? What was your mate doing on Saturday night?
He was in bed as well.
You'll tell me next he was sleeping.
I expect he was.
What a coincidence, miss. Don't you agree? Two young men who know each other very well, spending their nights in separate beds asleep. Sounds highly unlikely to me. What is your excuse for knowing him?
He's clever, I'm stupid, see?
Why do you make such stupid remarks?
I'm a stupid person, that's what I'm trying to say.
What proof have I that you're stupid? Give me an example of your stupidity.
I can't.
Why not? I don't believe you're stupid at all.
I am. I had a hand in the bank job. There. That's stupid, isn't it? Telling you that.
You must be stupid. If you expect me to believe you, why, if you had a hand in the bank job, you wouldn't tell me.
Not unless he was stupid.
But he is stupid. He's just admitted it. He must be the stupidest criminal in England. Unless he's the cleverest. What was your motive in confessing to the bank job?
To prove I'm stupid.
But you proved the opposite.
Yes.
There's more to this than meets the eye. I'm tempted to believe that you did have a hand in the bank job, yes. I shall inform my superior officer. He will take whatever steps he thinks fit. I may be required to make an arrest.
The Waterboard can't arrest people.
He can in certain circumstances.
What circumstances?
I'm not prepared to reveal the inner secrets of the Waterboard to a member of the general public. Where's the money?
It's being buried.
Who's burying it?
Father Jellicoe, S.J.
Come here. Come here. I'm going to ask you a question or two. I want sensible answers. None of your piss-taking. Is that understood? Do I make myself plain? I'm talking English. Do you understand?
Yes.
All right, then. As long as we know. Now, be sensible. Where's the money?
By now, I'd say it was halfway up the aisle of the Church of St. Barnabas and St. Jude.
How dare you hit him? He's only a boy.
I'm not impressed by his sex, miss. I ask for the truth.
I'm telling the truth.
Understand this, lad. You can't get away with cheek. Kids nowadays treat any kind of authority as a challenge. We'll challenge you. If you oppose me my duty, I'll kick those cheek with the back of your head. Is that clear?
Yes.
Would you excuse me, Inspector?
You're at liberty to answer your own doorbell, miss. That is how we tell whether or not we live in a free country. Where's the money?
In church.
Don't lie to me!
I'm not lying, it's in church!
Under any other political system, I'd have you on the floor in tears!
You got me on the floor in tears!
Where's the money?
I told you, in church! They're quoting some ball over it!
I don't care if they're quoting the highway code over it! One more chance! Where is it?
In church! In church! My dad's watching the last rites for 104,000 quid!
Yeah, I'll hold you down, I'll chlorinate you! You'll be laughing on the other side of your bloody face! What's he doing in all those bandages?
They've had an accident.
Have you reported this, sir?
It's the shock, taking away his power of speech, you know.
Has this happened before?
Yes, 6 or 7 times.
He's going to make a habit of it. He ought to learn a sign language. Do you understand me, sir? I've known people communicate with the dead in office time. What has happened, sir?
I've had an accident.
I shall have to make a full report.
Are you qualified?
That needn't concern you at present, sir. I shall let you know later. Now, give me a full statement.
We set off in high spirits. The weather was humid. Heat mist covered the sky. The road to the graveyard lay uphill. It was a sad occasion for me. In spite of this, I kept tight hold on my emotions, refusing to show the extent of my loss. Along the route, perfect strangers had the courtesy to raise their hats. We got admiring glances for the flowers and sympathetic nods for me. The dignity of the event was unsurpassed. Then, as the solemn procession was halfway up the hill, a lorry, clearly out of control, came hurtling down on top of us. It struck the first car holding the remains and killed the undertaker.
Not Dennis.
No, Mr. Walter Tracy. The hearse was a wreck within seconds. Meanwhile, the second part of the cortege crashed into the smoking wreckage. I was flung to one side, hitting my head on the bodywork of the vehicle. The next thing I knew, I was being helped out by passers-by. The road looked like a battlefield, strewn with the injured and dying. Blood, glass, Several fires were started.
Was the actual fabric of the coffin damaged?
No. Your mother is quite safe.
No dents? No holes?
No. People remarked on the extreme durability of the lid. I was about to give the undertaker a recommendation. Then I remembered that he wasn't capable of receiving one.
Surely he understood when he took on the job that he couldn't make capital out of his own death.
Where is the coffin?
Outside.
Can it be brought in?
By all means, we mustn't keep a lady waiting. Why are you bandaged? Is that a result of the accident?
Indirectly. My wounds stem from a fear crazed.
It all seems highly irregular. The dog will have to be destroyed.
Oh, I don't hold it responsible for its actions. It was frightened.
I've been frightened myself on occasions. I've never bitten anyone. These people should learn how to control their pets.
The woman who owned the dog had fainted.
She sounds an unstable kind of person to me.
Your wife's coughing, Mr. McCleavy.
You'd think she'd be back so soon.
She could never make up her mind in life. Death hasn't changed her.
Your reeds have been blown to buggery, Mr. McCleavy.
We might manage a repair job on that big harp.
What are we going to do for the replay?
Buy fresh ones, I suppose. Always some new expense.
The bloody side's fallen off.
It's all right, Dennis is blocking it. They can't see the money.
We can't stay there forever. Get it covered up.
You must congratulate this boy. He rescued the coffin from the blazing car at considerable personal risk.
If he behaves with such consideration to a dead woman, what might we not expect with a live one?
We need a finishing touch. Know what it is? A holy image, centre, between candles.
I have a Madonna.
Oh, what could be better? Make a gesture. She knew what disappointment was, didn't she? Same as us. Little imagination. What wonders can't it accomplish?
Oh, yes. We found in the trade that an impression can be created with quite humble materials. A candle, half a yard of velvet, and a bunch of anemones, and the effect is of lying in state.
My photo of His Holiness would enhance the scene, only it's three popes out of date.
Mrs. McCleavy won't mind. She wasn't a woman who followed the fashions. Go and get it.
I must ask you to remain where you are. No one is to leave without my permission.
Really?
When you disobey my orders, though, you make my job doubly difficult.
What authority do you give orders?
You'd be considerably happier if you allowed me to do my duty without asking questions.
Who are you?
I'm an official of the Metropolitan Water Board, sir, as I've already told you.
But the Water Board has no power to keep law-abiding citizens confined to their rooms.
Not if the citizens are law-abiding.
Whether they're law-abiding or not, the Water Board has no power.
I don't propose to argue hypothetical cases with you, sir. Remain where you are till further notice.
I shall take legal advice.
That is as it may be. I have no power to prevent you.
I want to telephone my lawyer.
I can't allow you to do that. It would be contrary to regulations. We've no case against you.
Can't he fetch the Pope's photo?
Only if some responsible person accompanies him.
You're a responsible person. You could accompany him.
What proof have I that I'm a responsible person?
If you weren't responsible, you wouldn't be given the power to behave as you do.
That is perfectly correct, in which case I shall accompany you, sir. Come with me.
We must return the remains to the coffin and the money to the cupboard.
Why?
Mr. McCleavy may ask for the coffin to be opened. Formaldehyde and three morticians have increased his wife's allure.
But a corpse is only attracted to another corpse.
We can't rely on him, having heard that. Dennis, get the coffin lid. Faye, help me with Mum.
What's that?
Mrs. McCleavy.
How much have you told her?
Everything.
We've never involved a woman in anything unsavory before.
Half of this money is mine. Will you marry me?
We're splitting the money three ways now, baby. You'll have 34,000.
Is that enough?
You've a slight lead on Mr. McCleavy at the moment.
Hurry up! What's the matter with you?
My hands are trembling. It's the excitement at the prospect of becoming engaged.
You're too easily aroused. That's your trouble.
I'll complain to my MP. I'll have you reported.
Can you put the money back in the coffin? It's bad.
You had the corpse. I'll distract him.
Dennis, quick, open the wardrobe.
I don't believe he's anything to do with the waterboard. I was handcuffed out there. Do you know that? Handcuffed.
What in heaven's name is that?
It's my appliance.
I've never seen it before.
I kept it in my room. It was personal.
What is it doing down here?
I'm going to do some work for charity.
What kind of work?
I'm making investments for Our Lady's Festival. I was commissioned. My altar cloth at Easter brought me to the attention of the committee.
My congratulations. You'll want plenty of room to work. Take Nurse McMahon's appliance to my study.
It's most kind of you, Mr. McLeavy, but I prefer to work down here. Mrs. McLeavy's presence will bring me inspiration.
Very well. You have my permission to work down here. I look forward to seeing the finished result.
You still want your party's photograph, sir?
Yes.
You'll find a policeman outside. He will accompany you. Off you go.
I resent your manner of speaking. I'm the householder. I can't be ordered about like this.
Don't make my job any more tiring than it is, sir. Fetch the photograph in question and wait outside until I call.
I want a word with you, Dennis.
The rest of you, outside!
Can't I stay with him? He's the nervous type.
I'm nervous as well. I'll be company for him.
It's better if I was present. He's more relaxed in the company of women.
You'll have to come to terms with his psychological peculiarity. Out you go.
Now then, I'm going to ask a few questions. I want sensible answers. I've had enough fooling about for one day. Have you ever been in prison?
Yes.
What for?
Stealing overcoats and biting a policeman.
The theft of an article of clothing is excusable, but policemen, like red squirrels, must be protected. You were rightly convicted. What do you know of paternity orders?
Is that when birds say you put them in the club?
Don't try to evade the issue. How many women have you made pregnant?
I.
You scatter your seed along the pavement without regard to age or sex.
What are you doing with this dummy? Have you taken up sewing?
Oh, I was putting it in the cupboard.
Why?
To keep it hidden.
Don't try to pull the wool over my eyes. I've been told the whole pathetic story. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Am I under arrest, then?
I wish you were. Unfortunately, what you've done isn't illegal.
When did I change the law?
There never was any law.
Has it all been a lead pull? My uncle did 2 years.
What for?
Armed robbery.
That is against the law.
It used to be.
It still is.
I thought the law had changed.
Who told you that?
You did.
When?
Just now. I thought there'd been a reappraisal of society's responsibilities towards the criminal.
You talk like a judge.
I've met so many.
I'm not impressed by our fine friends. Where's the money from the bank job?
What bank job?
Where is it buried?
Buried?
Your mate says it's been buried.
He's a liar.
A very intelligent reply. You're an honest lad. Are you prepared to cooperate with me? I'll see you all right. I'll put a good word in for you.
Can't we stand away from the window? I don't want anybody to see me talking to a policeman.
I'm not a policeman.
Aren't you?
No, I'm from the Metropolitan Water Board.
You're the law. You gave me a kicking down a station.
I don't remember doing so.
Yeah, well, it's all in the day's work to you, isn't it?
What were you doing down the station?
I was on sus.
What were you suspected of?
The bank job.
And you complain you were beaten?
Yes.
Did you tell anyone?
Yes.
Who?
The officer in charge.
What did he say?
Nothing.
Why not?
He was out of breath with kicking.
I hope you're prepared to substantiate these accusations, lad. What evidence have you?
My bruises.
What is the official version of those?
Resisting arrest.
I can see nothing unreasonable in that. You want to watch yourself making unfounded allegations, you'll find yourself in serious trouble. If ever I hear you accuse the police of using violence on a prisoner in custody again, I'll take you down the station and beat the eyes out of your head. Now get out!
Hey, take that thing with you. I don't want to see it in here again.
Hello? What's this I spy? A marble? Oh, smells odd. Oh, it tastes odd. Wait. I know what it is. Oh, my God.
Is it possible to use the toilet, sir?
The water's off.
Who turned it off?
My men did.
I'm getting on the phone. I'll have your particulars.
I've disconnected the telephone.
Why?
You always begin your sentences with why. Did they teach you that at school?
Now, look here. I've a right to know. Are you from the sanitary people? I never knew they had power over the post office. Aren't they separate entities? The water board and the post office? Or have they had a merger? They'd never connect up the water board and the post office, would they?
I'm not in a position to say, sir.
Produce your warrant and you're justified. If not, get out of my house. Even a government department should take account of death.
Listen there, I must ask you to respect my cloth.
Is he a priest?
If he is, he's an unfrocked one.
Who are you?
My name is Truscott.
What in hell kind of a name is that? Is it an anagram? You're not bloody human, that's for sure. We're being made the victims of some kind of interplanetary rag. He's probably luminous in the dark. Come on, I don't care what infernal power you represent. I want a straight answer. I'll go next door. They're Dubliners. If you're the angel of the Lord himself, they'll mix it with you.
I've warned you already about leaving this room. Do as you're told or take the consequences.
I'll take the consequences.
I can't allow you to do that.
You've no power to stop me.
I must disagree. I'm acting under orders.
Who's?
My superior officers.
I don't believe he exists.
If you don't control yourself, I shall have to caution you.
I know we're living in a country whose respect for the law is proverbial, who'll give power of arrest to the traffic lights if three women magistrates and a Liberal MP would only suggest it. But I've never heard of an employee of the water board nicking a kid for stealing apples, let alone a grown man for doubting whether he had any right to be on the planet.
If you'll give me your undivided attention for a few moments, sir, I promise you we'll have this whole case sorted out. It isn't a game we're playing, it's my duty, and I must do it to the best of my ability. What are you doing with that mannequin?
We were taking it outside.
Why, did it need the air?
We were putting it in the garage.
This isn't the garage. What do you mean by bringing it back into this room?
A police sergeant was in the garage.
I'm sure he's no particular aversion to sharing the garage with a tailor's dummy.
He wanted to undress it.
What possible objection could there be to an officer undressing a dummy?
It isn't decent. It's a Catholic.
The things you say are quite ludicrous, lad. Take it to the garage. The bobby won't interfere with it. He's a married man with children. Go on, do as I say.
No, I'd rather it didn't go. I want it here.
Why?
It's valuable.
Has its value increased during the last few minutes?
No.
If it's your usual custom to encourage young men to run up and down garden paths with tailor's dummies, you must be stopped from exercising such arbitrary power.
I did want it in the garage, but after what has been said, I feel I can't allow her out of my sight.
Really, miss, your relationship with that object verges on the criminal. Has no one in this house any normal feelings? I've never come across such people. If there's any more of it, I shall arrest the lot of you.
How does the water board go about making an arrest?
You must have realised by now, sir, that I am not from the water board.
I have. Your behaviour is causing me grave concern.
Any deception I practice was never intended to deceive you, sir. You are, if I may say so, an intelligent man. You saw through my disguise at once. It was merely a ruse to give me time to review the situation. To get my bearings on a very tricky assignment. Or two tricky assignments, as you will shortly realise. You have before you a man who is quite a personage in his way. Truscott of the Yard. Have you never heard of Truscott? The man who tracked down the limbless girl killer? Or was that sensation before your time?
Who would kill a limbless girl?
She was the killer.
How did she do it? She was limbless.
I'm not prepared to answer that question to anyone outside the profession. We don't want a carbon copy murder on our hands. Do you realise what I'm doing here?
No. Your every action has been a mystery to me.
That is as it should be. The process by which the police arrive at the solution to a mystery is in itself a mystery. We've reason to believe that a number of crimes have been committed under your roof. There was no legal excuse for a warrant. We had no proof. However, the water board doesn't need a warrant to enter private houses, and so I availed myself of this loophole in the law. It's for your own good that authority behaves in this seemingly alarming way. Does my explanation satisfy you?
Oh, yes, Inspector. You've a duty to do. My personal freedom must be sacrificed. I have no further questions.
Good. I shall proceed to bring the crimes to light. Beginning with the least important.
What is that?
Murder.
Murder?
Yes, murder. Your wife passed away 3 days ago. What did she die of?
The death certificate is perfectly legible.
Reading is an unoccupation we encourage among police officers. We try to keep the paperwork down to a minimum. Have you no grumble at the way your wife died?
None.
You're easily satisfied, I see. I am not.
Mrs. McLeavy's doctor signed the death certificate.
So I understand, but he'd just come from diagnosing a most unusual pregnancy. His mind was so occupied by the nature of the case that he admitted to take all factors into consideration and signed in the fuzz of scientific disbelief. Has anyone seen Mrs. McLeavy since she died?
How could we?
Can all of you swear you've had no commerce with the dead?
We're not mediums.
That's a pity. It would have considerably simplified my task if you had been.
I wasn't going to mention it, but I had a psychic experience last night. Three parts of Mrs. McLeavy materialised to me as I was brushing my hair.
Was her fate discussed?
Yes, in great detail.
I never knew you had visions.
Mrs. McLeavy and I are perhaps the two people most closely involved in her death. I'd be interested to hear her on the subject.
She accused her husband of murder.
Me? Are you sure she accused me?
Yes.
complete extinction has done nothing to silence her slanderous tongue.
Was anyone with her at the end? Were you?
Yes.
Was she uneasy? Did she leave no last message?
No.
Was this her usual custom?
She hadn't died before.
Not to the best of your knowledge. I have no doubt our information isn't up to date as we supposed. Did she whisper no last words as you bent to kiss her cheek before she expired?
She spoke of a book.
Which?
A broken binding recurred.
Was it a metaphor?
I took it to be so.
Apart from Bibles, which are notorious for broken bindings, there is this. The Trial of Phyllis McMahon, nurse accused of murdering her patient. One of my own cases. Look at this photograph.
It's you.
Yes, most unflattering, isn't it? They always choose the worst. I cannot get them to print a decent picture.
Is there a photo of the nurse?
Unfortunately not. Someone has torn every picture of the nurse from the book. However, it contains something equally damning. The handwriting of the accused. And here. The evidence on which I propose to convict. A recent specimen of the handwriting of your late wife's nurse. Identical in every respect.
But this is signed Queen Victoria.
One of her many aliases.
If it was one of your cases, how is it she didn't recognise you?
Two very simple reasons. I conduct my cases under assumed voice. And I'm a master of disguise. You see, if I remove my hat like so, a complete transformation. You've had a lucky escape, sir. You would have been the victim of a murder been inside a month. We've had the tabs on her for years. 13 fatal accidents, 2 cases with suspected fish poisoning, 1 unexplained disappearance. She's practiced her own form of genocide for a decade and called it nursing.
I never killed anyone.
At the George V Hospital in Holyhead, 87 people died within a week. How do you explain that?
It was a geriatric ward. They were old.
They had a right to live, same as anybody else.
I was in the children's ward.
How many innocents did you massacre, Phyllis?
None.
I fail to see why you choose to cloak the episode in mystery. You can't escape.
Mrs. McCleavy accused her husband.
We can't accept the evidence of a ghost. The problems posed would be insuperable.
You must prove me guilty. That is the law.
You know nothing of the law. I know nothing of the law. That makes us equal in the sight of the law.
I'm innocent till I'm proved guilty. This is a free country. The law is impartial.
You've been filling your everyday rubbish.
I can't be had for anything. You've no proof.
When I make up my report, I shall say that you've given me a confession. It could prejudice your case if I have to forge one.
I shall deny that I've confessed.
Perjury is a serious crime.
Have you no respect for the truth?
We have a saying under the blue lamp. Waste time on the truth and you'll be pounded and beaten till the day you retire.
The British police force used to be run by men of integrity.
Well, there's a mistake which has been rectified. Come along now. I can't stand here all day.
My name is Phyllis Jean McMahon, alias Faye Jean McMahon. I am 28 years of age and a nurse by profession. On the 3rd of December last, I advertised in the trade papers for a situation. Mr. McCleavy answered my request. He wished me to nurse his wife back to health. A task I found impossible to perform. Mrs. McCleavy was dying. Had euthanasia not been against my religion, I would have practiced it. Instead, I decided to murder her. I administered poison during the night of June the 22nd. In the morning, I found her dead and notified the authorities. I have had nothing but heartache ever since. I am so sorry for my dreadful crime.
Very good. Your style is simple and direct. It's a theme which, less skillfully handled, could have given offence. One of the most accomplished confessions I've heard in some time. I'll just arrange transport. Here, blow this whistle if you should attempt to escape. My men will come to your aid immediately. The sooner we get a spoonful of Mrs. McCleavy on a slide, the sooner McMahon faces that murder rap.
How could you rob me of my only support?
I intended to provide a replacement.
I never knew such wickedness was possible.
You were aware of my character when you employed me. My references were signed by people of repute.
You murdered most of them.
That doesn't invalidate their signatures.
Pack your bags. You're not being arrested from my house.
I've never seen you in adversity. It's an unforgettable experience. I love you. I'll wait for you forever.
No. You'll tire of waiting and marry someone else.
He won't be able to. Not when the inspector asks to see Mum's remains. He'll have us by the short hairs, baby.
We're ready when you are, McMahon.
Goodbye. I count a mother well lost to have met you.
I shall write to you. We're allowed one letter a week.
How sweet you are. I'd like to take you both to prison with me.
They'd certainly do more good in Holloway than you will. Take it away, Meadows. Nothing but a miracle can save her now. I understand your wife is embalmed, sir.
Yes.
It's a delicate subject, sir. But for the post-mortem, we should want Mrs. McCleavy's stomach. Where are you keeping it?
In the little casket.
Where is it?
In the hole.
Fetch it, will you?
I have something to say which will be a shock to you, Inspector.
What is it? Tell it to your uncle.
After I'd reached the coffin, I went back for the little casket. As I reached it, a violent explosion occurred. The lid of the casket was forced open and the contents dispersed.
As you can see, Inspector, the contents of my mother's stomach have been destroyed.
It is well known in the trade that the viscera, when heated, is an unstable element.
What an amazing woman McMahon is. She's got away with it again. She must have influence of heaven.
God is a gentleman. He prefers blondes.
Call her back. Look sharp. She'll sue us for wrongful arrest.
I'm sorry, sir, but I'm rather confused as to what has been said and in answer to whom.
Briefly, sir, without your wife's stomach, we have no evidence on which to convict.
I can't do a reconstruction job on my wife's insides.
Even God can't work miracles, sir.
Is the world mad? Tell me it's not.
I'm not paid to quarrel with accepted facts. Well, McMahon, you've had another 12-hour escape.
Yes, I shall spend a quiet hour with my rosary after tea.
I know one thing. You'll be blacklisted. I'll see you never get another nursing job.
There's no need to be vindictive. Show a little tolerance.
Is she going to get away with murder?
I'm afraid so, sir. However, I have an ace up my sleeve. The situation for law and order, though difficult, is by no means hopeless. There's still a chance, albeit a slim one, that I can get McMahon as an accessory to another crime, and one which the law regards as far more serious than the taking of human life.
What's more serious than mass murder?
Stealing public money. And it's just what your son and his accomplices have done.
Harold would never do a thing like that. He belongs to the sons of divine providence.
Let me make a difference to divine providence, but it cuts no ice with me. During the course of my investigations, I came across this object. Could you explain to me what it is?
Is it a marble?
No, not a marble. It looks suspiciously to me like an eye. The question I'd like answered is, to whom does it legally belong?
I am not sure that it is an eye. I think it's a marble which has been trod on.
It's an eye, sir. The maker's name is clearly marked. J.N.S. Fraser, eye maker to the profession.
It's mine. My father left it to me in his will.
That's a strange request for a father to make.
I always admired it. It's said to have belonged originally to a well-loved figure of the concert platform.
You're a clever woman, McMahon. Unfortunately, you're not quite clever enough. I'm no fool.
Your secret is safe with me.
I have a shrewd suspicion where this eye came from. You know too, don't you?
No.
Don't lie to me. It's from your sewing dummy, isn't it?
Oh, it's no good, Inspector. You're too clever by half.
I'm glad you've decided to tell the truth at last. We must return the eye to its rightful owner. Unwrap the dummy.
No. No, you can't undress her in front of four men. I must do it in private.
One moment. Let me see that eye. Who gave you this?
It's from my dummy. Didn't you hear the inspector?
Is it like the inspector they fit eyes to a sewing machine? Does that convince you?
Nothing ever convinces me. I choose the least unlikely explanation and file it on our record.
Who gave you this pay? Come on now.
I gave it to her. A woman gave it to me as a souvenir.
Of what?
A special occasion.
It must have been a very special occasion if she gave you her eye to mark it. Come along, I'm not the police. I want a sensible answer. Who gave it to you?
I did.
Ah, you! Oh, sacred heaven, no!
We're open to serious discussion, sir, but not bad language.
This is stolen property. This eye belongs to my wife.
And what do you base your assumption?
My wife had glass eyes.
A remarkable woman, sir. How many were in her possession at the time of her death?
None.
I see.
These were fitted after death. Her own were taken away.
Where to?
I don't know.
Did you never think to inquire?
No.
You act in a singularly artless manner for someone who claims to have been happily married.
Inspector, my son, you heard him confess it, has stolen the eyes from the dead, a practice unknown outside of medical science. I have reared a ghoul at my own expense.
What do you wish me to do, sir?
Fetch a screwdriver. The coffin must be opened. I want to know what else Seabury stoops to. Her head may have gone as well.
Might I advise caution, Mr. McCleavy? From a professional point of view, the coffin took a pasting, you know.
He may be in pieces.
Fetch a screwdriver.
Can we bury the eye separately?
I can't ask the priest to hold the burial service over an eye. Fetch a screwdriver.
What good will it do, sir?
I'm not interested in doing good. There are organisations devoted to that purpose. Fetch a screwdriver. Do I have to repeat it like a mezzin?
Here, have mine.
This is unwarranted interference with the rights of the dead. As a policeman, I must ask you to consider your actions most carefully.
It's my wife. I can do what I like with her. Anything is legal with a court.
Indeed, it is not. Conjugal rights should stop the last heartbeat. I thought you knew that. I must say, sir, I am aghast at this behaviour. Equivalent to tomb robbing it is. What do you hope to gain by it? An eyeless approach to heaven is as likely to succeed as any. Your priest will confirm what I say. You strike me, sir, I have to say this, as a thoroughly irresponsible individual. Always clear in on this if any trouble.
We'll have the house full of the law. Half our fittings have been missing. That's why they have such big pockets on their uniforms.
Your son seems to have a more balanced idea of the world in which we live in than you do, sir.
My duty is clear.
Only the authorities can decide when your duty is clear. Wild guesses by persons like yourself can only cause confusion.
He's going to be shocked. See him preparing for it. His generation takes a delight in being outraged.
Catching me to the faint.
Where is your mother?
Shut up.
But where?
The dummy.
Oh, the end of the world is near when such crimes are committed.
The opening of a coffin couldn't possibly herald Armageddon. Pull yourself together, sir.
The condition of the corpse has deteriorated due to the accident. Do you wish to verify the facts?
No, thank you, miss. I receive enough shocks in the line of duty without going about looking for them.
Replace the lid on the coffin.
I shall disown you. I'll publish it abroad that I was cuckolded.
It's been a harrowing experience for him.
He was warned in advance of the consequences of his action.
I'm in a bit of a spot, Dad. Hmm? I don't mind confessing. Don't get sloppy with me, eh?
I'm sorry I ever got you. I'd have withheld myself at the conception if I'd known.
Such idle fantasies will become you, sir. Fathers have discovered great iniquities in the sons of the theft of an eye. The episode isn't without instruction.
Where did I go wrong? His upbringing was faultless. Did you lead him astray?
I was innocent till I met him.
You met me when you were 3 days old.
Where are your tears? Was your mother?
It's dust, Dad. A little dust.
I loved her.
You had her filleted without a qualm. Who could have affection for a half-empty woman?
Oh, Jesus, Mary, Joseph, guide me to the end of my wits and have done with it.
You've lost nothing. You began the day with a dead wife. You end it with a dead wife.
Oh, wicked, wicked. These hairs are grey. You made them so I'd be a redhead today had you been an accountant.
We really can't accept such unlikely explanation for the colour of your hairs. Your behaviour indicates a growing lack of control. It's disgraceful in a man of your age and background. I'm half inclined to book you for disturbing the peace.
Take this handkerchief.
I'm sorry, Inspector. My behaviour must seem strange to you. I'll endeavour to explain it. You can then do as you think fit.
Consider the consequences of telling the truth. It will kill Father Jellicoe.
Our pigeons will die if I'm nicked. There'll be nobody to feed them.
I wish to prefer charges.
If my Aunt Bridie hears of this, she'll leave her money to an orphanage. You know how selfish she is.
Whom do you wish to charge, sir?
Myself.
What crime have you committed?
I've given misleading information to the police.
What information?
I told you that the eye belonged to my wife. It doesn't. Oh, God, forgive me for what I'm doing.
If the eye doesn't belong to your wife, to whom does it belong?
It belongs to my sewing dummy, Inspector. Your original deduction was quite correct.
I ought to have my head examined getting mixed up in a case of this kind. Your conduct is scandalous, sir. With you for a father, this lad never stood a chance. No wonder he took to robbing banks.
What are you going to do?
Do? I'm going to leave this house at once. I've never come across such people. You behave as though you were affiliated with Bedlam.
But the bank robbery, is the case closed?
No, sir. It's not closed. We don't give up as easily as that. I'm going to have this place turned upside down.
Oh, dear, what a nuisance that in a house of mourning, too.
Your wife won't be here, sir. I shall take possession of the remains.
Why do you need the remains? You can't prove Mrs. McCleavy was murdered.
There's no cause for alarm. It's a mere formality. You're quite safe. There's no one more touchy than your ardent criminal. I'll be back in 10 minutes. And then, I'm afraid, a lot of damage will be done to your property. You'll be paying repair bills for months to come. One unfortunate suspect recently had the roof taken off his house.
Isn't there anything I can do to prevent this appalling assault upon my privacy?
Well, sir, if you can suggest a possible hiding place for the money...
I can't, Inspector.
Very well. You must take the consequences of your ignorance. I'll be back soon.
Oh, what a terrible thing I've done. I've obstructed an officer in the course of his duty.
I'm proud of you. I'll never feel ashamed of bringing my friends home now.
I shan't be able to face my reflection in the mirror.
Go to confession. Book an hour with Father Matt.
Oh, not him. Free brandies and he's away. The barmaid at the King of Denmark is blackmailing half the district.
I'll say nothing of what I've discovered. If you return the money to the bank, you're not to keep a penny of it. Do you understand?
Yes, Dad.
I'll go and ring Father Jellicoe. My soul is in torment.
Unwrap the body. Once we've got it back into the coffin, we're home and dry.
What are we going to do with the money?
Put it in the casket.
Won't he want that?
He knows it's empty.
Why didn't we put it in there in the first place?
My mum's guts were in there. The damp would have got at the notes. Oh, got a hanky? A quick mop-up job will do it.
Oh, you've gone too far using my handkerchief for that as a birthday present.
Relax, baby. You'll have other birthdays. Now, pass me the money. I'll stick it in here. I shall accompany Father to confession this evening in order to purge my soul of this afternoon's events.
At times like this, I regret not being a Catholic.
Afterwards, I'll take you to a remarkable brothel I found. Really remarkable. Run by 3 Pakistanis aged between 10 and 15. They do it for sweets. It's part of their religion. Meet me at 7. Stock up with Mars bars.
Don't look behind there, Harold.
Why not?
Your mother is naked.
We're safe. Nobody looking there.
I fixed everything to my satisfaction. My men will be here shortly. They're perfectly capable of causing damage unsupervised, and so I shall take my leave of you.
Goodbye, Inspector. It's been nice meeting you again.
Goodbye. I'd better take the little casket with me.
It's empty.
I must have it certified empty before I close my report.
We're having it de-sanctified. Mr. McCleavy is on the phone to the priest about it.
Our lads in forensic aren't interested in sanctity. Give me that casket.
You're back already. Have you decided to arrest me after all?
I wouldn't arrest you if you were the last man on earth. Give me that casket! I'll give you a receipt, sir. The coffin. It's empty. Where is Mrs. McCleavy?
She's behind the screen.
She asked to be buried like that?
Yes.
She was a believer in that sort of thing?
Yes.
Are you, sir?
Well, no, I'm not a member myself.
A member? She belonged to a group, then?
Oh, yes. They met a couple of times a week. They do a lot of good for the country. Raising money for charities, holding fetes. The old folk would be lost without them.
I've heard many excuses for nudists, sir, but never that one.
Nudists?
Your wife was a nudist, you say?
My wife never took her clothes off in public in her life.
Yet she asked to be buried in that condition.
What condition?
In the nude.
You'd better leave my house, Inspector. I can't allow you to insult the memory of my late wife.
You give me a lot of aggravation, sir. Really, you do. You'll get your casket back in due course. Who is responsible for this disgraceful state of affairs?
I am.
Would you have stood by and allowed this money to be buried in holy ground?
Yes.
How dare you involve me in a situation for which no memo has been issued? In all my experience, I've never come across a case like it. Every one of these fivers bears a portrait of the Queen. It's dreadful to contemplate the issue raised. 20,000 tiaras and 20,000 smiles buried alive. She's a constitutional monarch, you know. She can't answer back.
Will she send us a telegram?
I'm sure she will.
Well, it's better you found the money and unmasked the criminals. You must do your duty and arrest them. I shall do mine and appear as witness for the prosecution.
Are you married, Inspector?
Yes.
Does your wife never yearn for excitement?
She did once express a wish to see the windmills and tulip fields of Holland.
With such an intelligent wife, you need a larger income.
I never said my wife was intelligent.
Then she's unintelligent, is that it?
My wife is a woman. Intelligence doesn't really enter into the matter.
If, as you claim, your wife is a woman, you certainly need a larger income.
Where is this Jesuitical twittering leading us?
I'm about to suggest bribery.
How much?
20%.
25%? A full report of this case appears on my superior officer's desk in the morning.
25 it is. Gun!
May I help you to replace the money in the casket?
Thank you, lad. Most kind of you.
Has no one considered my feelings in all this?
What percentage do you want?
I don't want money. I'm an honest man.
You'll have to mend your ways, then.
I shall denounce a lot of you.
Now then, sir, be reasonable. What has just taken place is perfectly scandalous and better go no farther than these three walls. It's not expedient for the general public to have this confidence in the police force undermined. You'd be doing the community a grave disservice by revealing the full frightening facts of this case.
What kind of talk is that? You don't make sense.
Who does?
I'll go to the priest. He makes sense. He makes sense to me.
He makes sense to himself. That is much more important.
If I can't trust the police, I can still rely on the fathers. They'll advise me what to do.
You'll be glad to know that my mother is back in her last resting place.
Good. You've carried out the operation with speed and efficiency. I congratulate you.
We're ready for the eye now, if you'd like to assist us.
You do it, lad. You're more experienced in these matters than me.
You better have these teeth as well.
Your sense of detachment is terrifying, lad. Most people would at least flinch upon seeing their mother's eyes and teeth handed around like nuts at Christmas.
Have you given a thought to the priest?
We can't have him on it, miss. Our percentage wouldn't be worth having.
Mr. McCleaver's threatened to expose us.
I've been exposed before.
What happened?
I arrested the man he's doing 12 years.
If you wish to arrest my dad, you'll find me an exemplary witness.
What a bright idea. We've vacancies in the force for lads of your caliber. Are you with us, McMahon?
Yes. It seems the best solution for all of us.
And you?
I've never seen the view from the witness box. It'll be a new experience.
This is the man, Sergeant. Arrest him.
Good afternoon, Meadows. Why have you left your post?
I was accosted by this man, sir. He insisted that I accompany him to the Catholic Church.
What did you say?
I refused.
Quite rightly. You're a Methodist. Proceed with the statement.
The man became offensive, sir. He made a number of derogatory remarks about the force in general and yourself in particular. I called for assistance.
Excellent, Meadows. I shall see HQ here of this. You have apprehended in full flight a most dangerous criminal. As you know, we've had our eye upon this house for some time. I was about to unmask the chief offender when this man left the room on some excuse and disappeared.
He was making a bolt for it, sir.
You have the matter in a nutshell, Meadows. Put the cuffs on him. Your fucking neck, my old beauty. You found to your cost that the standards of the British police force are as high as ever.
What am I charged with?
Well, that needn't concern you for the moment. We'll fill in the details later.
You can't do this. I've been a law-abiding citizen. The police are for the protection of ordinary people.
I don't know where you pick up these slogans, sir. You must read them on the hoardings.
I want to see someone in authority.
I'm in authority. You can see me.
Someone higher.
You can see whoever you like, providing you convince me first and you're justified in seeing them.
You're mad.
Nonsense. I had a check-up only yesterday. Our medical officer assured me that I was quite sane.
But I'm innocent. Doesn't that mean anything to you?
You know the drill, Meadows. Empty his pockets and book him.
I'm innocent! Innocent! Oh, what a terrible thing to happen to a man who's been kissed by the Pope!
What were you charging with, Inspector?
Oh, anything will do.
Can an accidental death be arranged?
Anything can be arranged in prison.
Except pregnancy.
Well, of course, the chaperone system defeats us there. The safest place for this casket? He's in my locker at the station. It's a maxim of the force. Never search your own backyard. You may find what you're looking for. Give me a ring this evening. I should have news for you of McCleavy by then. This is my home address. I am well known now.
He's a nice man. Self-effacing in his way.
He has an open mind, in direct contrast to the usual run of civil servants.
It's comforting to know that the police can still be relied upon when we're in trouble.
We'll bury your father with your mother. That'll be nice for him, won't it?
You can keep here, baby. Plenty of room now. Bring your bags over tonight.
When Dennis and I are married, we'd have to move out.
Why?
People would talk. We must keep up appearances. I
had the news today, oh boy, about a lucky man who made his grave.
In Loot by Joe Orton, Deborah Gillette played Faye, Trevor Peacock, McCleavy, Neil Stuke, Hal, and Andy Serkis, Dennis. Timothy Spall was Truscott. Loot was directed by Lindsay Posner, produced by Catherine Bailey, and was an independent production by Catherine Bailey Limited for Radio 3.
He didn't notice that the lights had changed.